Bedtime Bites presents The Fairy Who Lost Her Magic Dust. In a hidden corner of the Whispering Woods, where fireflies danced and toadstools glowed, lived a tiny fairy named Silas. Silas was known throughout the forest for his shimmering wings and his magical golden dust that could make anything fly. Every morning, Silas would wake up, stretch his delicate wings, and reach for his pouch of magic dust. But on this particular day, something was terribly wrong. His pouch was empty. Silas frantically searched his acorn house, looking under leaf blankets and behind flower petal curtains, but his magic dust was nowhere to be found. "Oh no," Silas cried, his wings drooping. "Without my magic dust, I can't help the forest creatures or make the flowers bloom." Determined to find his lost magic dust, Silas set off on an adventure through the Whispering Woods. He asked the wise old owl if he had seen any golden sparkles, but the owl just blinked sleepily and shook his feathery head. Next, Silas visited the giggling stream where the water nymphs were playing. "Have you seen my magic dust?" he asked hopefully. The nymphs stopped their splashing and looked at each other, but none had seen the missing dust. Feeling discouraged, Silas sat on a nearby mushroom to think. Suddenly, he heard a tiny voice. "Psst, Silas!" He looked down to see a small caterpillar inching towards him. "Hello there," Silas said kindly. "Have you seen my magic dust?" The caterpillar wiggled excitedly. "I haven't seen it, but I know someone who might be able to help. Follow me." Silas fluttered behind the caterpillar as it led him to a clearing where an enormous dandelion stood. Its fluffy white seeds sparkled in the sunlight. "This is the wishing dandelion," the caterpillar explained. "If you make a wish and blow on its seeds, your wish might come true." Silas took a deep breath, closed his eyes, and wished with all his might for his magic dust to return. Then he gently blew on the dandelion. The seeds swirled around him in a magical dance, tickling his nose and making him giggle. When Silas opened his eyes, he gasped in delight. Floating all around him were tiny golden specks, his magic dust. It had been caught in the dandelion's seeds all along. Overjoyed, Silas carefully gathered the dust back into his pouch. He thanked the caterpillar and the wishing dandelion for their help. As Silas flew back home, he sprinkled a little magic dust on the flowers, making them bloom in vibrant colors. He helped a baby bird take its first flight and made the fireflies glow extra bright. That night, as Silas snuggled into his cozy acorn bed, he smiled to himself. He had learned that sometimes a little kindness and believing in magic can help you find what you've lost. And with that happy thought, Silas drifted off to sleep, dreaming of new adventures to come.